punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Show number 49 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, welcome to, what the fuck's this show called? Oh, yeah, welcome
Noise
to
Punk and
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Said the name of the show.
I don't listen to you. Yo, so check it out. Noise Punk and Das Crooner show number 49. And we got an extremely special guest.
Of course, we always say that. Nothing personal.
I never said extremely.
Yes, you just did.
I mean, before. But this is really extreme. Oh, see, it's different. Extreme. Here's the first. He's the first expert. James Nyaraku Schleffer. I picked up the last name. Okay, Schleffer.
Oh, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you very much. All right. Excited to be on the show.
Did I mess up your name?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. James
Nyaraku.
From what I'm gonna.
Schleffer.
James Nyaraku Schleffer.
Good. And yeah. James, as I will refer to him from now on,
yes,
is a composer and a shakuhachi player. Now, that's something we haven't had on the show.
And he's white.
The fuck is that, man?
Just said I said that. A lot of white people don't play those instruments.
What?
Right?
Sorry. Well, make your comments to Charles Coleman, not to the show.
No, please all. All right.
Charles is going to ask James a question.
Obvious question, what got you started in all this?
I loved the sound of the instrument. It was very special, very deep, and I wanted to learn to play it.
That is one of the better answers we've gotten to that.
Yeah, but he answered a different question because you didn't answer. The question you usually ask is what got you, because this is a show about composers and shit.
Yeah.
What got you into composing? But he had a good answer for as a performer.
What's your composer answer to that question?
Exactly.
Well, it's a long answer. I come to composing
it's a long show.
Somewhat late in life, because I've been classical musician early part of my life. Then I got into the shakuhachi, and so I've kind of merged the two musics in my head, and it occurred to me that this is the time to be writing music that does just that. So now I like to write music and play music that incorporates ideas of Western music as well as Japanese music as well as my own ideas.
Nice. How did you do that dog effect?
I like that dog effect.
The barking, that was great.
The dog effect is part of the program.
Part of it. Yes, absolutely. Oh, no, that was absolutely rehearsed, guys. Okay.
So, wow, all this talking got us really crazy. We had some mic issues, and we probably still do, but...
Stupid dog running all over the place.
I'll kill you.
Yes, sir.
Talking about my dog. Yeah, anyway, we're gonna get into some music. We're going to hear what the shakuhachi sounds like, and James has a CD called Flare Up. Can you tell us a little about the CD?
Sure. The Flare Up is... I recorded it in 2002, and it is a mix of traditional honkyoku, which is the Zen music of shakuhachi, plus two pieces that I wrote.
Sorry.
They sound like that. one kind of very different, actually, but one flare-up that we're going to hear first, very, very un-shakuhachi-like. The other one's more shakuhachi. And then one or two pieces of sort of other contemporary music by a really great Japanese composer named Seiko Kinea. So that's what's on the album.
Got it. And we want to hear...
We're gonna hear Flare Up,
Flare
the
up.
Title cut.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's do that then. Flare Up, the title cut of this wonderful, which is the title of, sorry, this is my mind, composed and played by James Nyaraku Schleffer here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. The
Indeed, Flare Up by our guest, James Nioraku. Nioraku Schlepper here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Very good, Charlie.
What?
Nothing.
Are you making fun of my nerdy sound?
Yeah, admit it.
Darn.
So we're having some studio problems.
In case you're wondering, even though it actually took a full hour to fix what we've been fixing.
Don't tell people this.
Well, if you're going to tell them we have studio audio problems, then I should spell
because
it out.
At the moment, the audio probably sounded pretty bad. That's why I'm trying to. Anyway, we're not going to talk as much today. What we're going to do is listen to more music. And that will be better for the audio and studio audience.
Yes. After all, this is a music show.
Yeah, so what are you on this for?
What?
I may find the
track. Ow!
My effects are dead. Okay, no.
So's your mind, man.
So listen, James, do you, I mean, that was, we wanted to have some live Shakuhachi. Maybe we will a little later. But I'd like to hear some of your compositions for Shakuhachi plus Western instruments. Uh-huh. And perhaps
talk
you
about
take
this.
Take one.
Yeah, sure. So why don't we listen to one of the movements of the concerto that I wrote last year?
Yeah, concerto.
It's a Shakuhachi string orchestra, harp, and three percussionists, and follows a very sort of... Oh, is that the sound effect?
He's tuning the A for the orchestra to now play. Yeah. What? What are you doing?
It's my new sound effect.
Yeah, that's
this
really...
broke.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's great, Gene.
Thanks.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So the concerto is kind of very, how shall I say, traditional in a way. Very three
what?
Movements, fast, slow, fast. The outer movements, the first movement and the last movement, are very flute-like. And the middle movement is much more shakuhachi-like. So I don't know how else to describe it, but it's very much my ideas and putting together the two sounds.
All right, then. What are you doing, Gene? He's playing with his iPhone, ladies and gentlemen. And
I need effects. I can't live without effects.
Well, we can live without you, though. Oh! I thought that was funny. Anyway, all right.
Romans, please call Thomas.
Concerto for Shakuhachi, strings, harp, and three percussionists, composed by James Nioraku.
You didn't ask him who's playing.
Who is playing?
Now you don't know what to say.
Now, hey, who's playing, by the way?
Well, it's myself playing Shakuhachi, and the orchestra is the Sonos Chamber Orchestra, led by Eric E. Oxner.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
Concerto for Shakuhachi, Strings, Harp, and Percussion by our guest, James Nyoraku Schleffer, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. The first, that was actually the first two movements, but if you, we're just giving you a nibble when you should get order the feast. And if you want the feast, you should contact James at where?
www.nyoraku.com.
Let's spell out the word for those Westerners.
It's nyoraku.
.com.
That's it.
It's official.
Actually, all three of these movements are on YouTube.
Nyoraku. All right. Well, you guys got lucky this time. Now you know where to find it.
It's on the internet. The tubes. They got the tubes with a net. They go all around the world, and you could like watch stuff. Yeah?
You know, Gene, I missed your act at the improv. Anyway, what actually got you initially interested in Eastern culture music from a Westerner's point of view? What
besides the women?
Well, that's of course always a given. actually, I'm not all that interested in Eastern stuff, but I love the Shakuhachi.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be too particular. I mean, I'm sure you like Chinese food. I'm sure you like sushi and stuff.
You're
but
fucking racist.
Come on, man. Come on.
First, you called him white something.
That was a bad call. I should have worded it better. But what got into music? What got you into its musical culture in particular?
Okay. when I first heard the Shakuhachi, which was in the late 70s. I was intrigued by the sound, and I said, gee, that's kind of a cool instrument. Let me try it, because the guy who was playing it offered me to play it, and I couldn't make a sound on the stupid thing. And I said, wait a minute, I play the flute. I should be able to play this darn instrument. So I got intrigued, and I began taking lessons. Then I got more and more into the music. I started studying it, and I found something very interesting about traditional Japanese music, which I think is part of traditional Japanese arts in general, is the sort of ephemeral nature of the sound, as relevant to the silence that surrounds it. And this idea creeps into Western music a little bit, but in a kind of a different way. But it pervades Japanese culture, and I think to a degree Eastern thought. And so I was quite interested in, I became more interested in how the sound of the Shakuhachi sort of relates to the silences around it. In fact, there's a term in Japanese called ma, which means emptiness, or actually nothingness. Which is kind of
how do they know about Charles' brain?
Hey,
kind of what's in between my ears as well. But
you're all too humble. But go ahead.
But it occurred to me that really the idea of the traditional music, which is part of other Japanese stuff too, like no theater has that in its music, is that the silence really kind of informs the sound, and the sound, the primacy of the sound becomes not weakened but compromised by the silence, which becomes very, very profound. Right. And so this is a sort of a philosophical aspect of music that I've been quite fascinated with.
There actually was a recent piece written that I have. A great Scottish composer, James McMillan, wrote a Symphony No. 3. Yes. He actually wrote a Symphony No. 3 subtitled Silence, based on this aspect of a culture of Eastern culture that you speak of. It was interesting to hear that description of the silences around the music that's written. It's a fascinating way. It's done absolutely correctly. It's amazing.
Let's hear some music. Hey.
Well, we put somebody to sleep.
Yeah.
James brought us, he brought his flute thing with him.
You know, okay, that's an interesting way to put it. Anyway, what would you like us to hear next?
Would you like me to play
a
piece of my own or a traditional piece? You want to hear a traditional piece? Or tell me what's best.
Well, since we have it, why don't we do a traditional, more quote-unquote, I mean, good music is good music no matter what it is, but let's, why don't we go in that direction?
I'll tell you what. The piece that I wrote called Brooklyn Sanya is kind of a piece that is very strongly rooted in the traditional shakuhachi sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's structurally, melodically, and in terms of the sound of shakuhachi, it's really sort of strongly rooted. However, there are a number of things that are my own ideas as well. So it's kind of a good mix of the two things.
Let's do that.
You want me to play that?
Yeah. Yo, fucking play the Brooklyn shit,
All right, I'll play it.
Yo, play that Brooklyn shit, motherfucker.
Now, why Brooklyn Sanya? Okay, well, what the hell is Sanya? Everybody knows a Brooklyn.
Hey, who's Sanya?
Sanya in Brooklyn.
Old girlfriend?
No, it's not quite that romantic. It's a name of a number of traditional pieces called Sanya. And it's originally, you know, all this traditional music was played by ear. And so there was originally a piece called Sanya, but over the centuries, in different locations where the pieces were played, they deviated slightly. So there are variants on the main idea of Sanya. They're all very similar. I play about four different versions, other than my own. And it's fundamentally the same piece. But they're identified by different temples where they were played and transmitted from. And so they're named. You know, Echigo Sanya, Futaiken Sanya. So these are places.
Sanya.
So this is
like
Brooklyn Sanya, because that's where this one comes from.
All right.
By the end of this shit, somebody's getting mugged.
A live performance featuring our guest, James Nioraku Schleffer, Brooklyn Sanya, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Bravo! Yes, yes, indeed. Brooklyn Sanya.
Yeah, man.
Performed, composed, and performed by our guest, James Nyoraku Schleffer, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I mean, and that's what that instrument sounds like for those of you who don't know.
We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Well, anyway.
Do you want to, you know, we should play one more piece to, you know, wrap it up, talk about what you're doing.
Afterwards?
Okay.
That we're talking. We shouldn't be talking about this on air about our plans on what to talk about.
I thought maybe he'd want to say it now. I don't know.
You don't want to say it now. We save it for later.
Shut up. Now the other thing is actually I want to talk about our mutual friend Taka Kigawa said that
yes
when you performed this piece at our concert by
the one that we played together.
Takashi Yoshimatsu.
Takashi Yoshimatsu.
No, can you put the mic closer to the man's face?
It's close enough.
God damn it, this guy. Okay. Anyway, that piece is written out completely. And Taka was saying that not many shakuhachi players know how to read music or are able to play a piece like that.
Most shakuhachi players don't read Western music.
That piece was very Western.
Written in Western notation.
Exactly.
There's a traditional notation for shakuhachi, which is what most... Actually, there's three or four different kinds of shakuhachi notation, some of which I can read the one kind very well, another kind pretty well, the two others I can't. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then you play with koto and shamisen, and they each have their own notation system, no score. It's just nuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway,
from our perspective, it's nuts.
It's nuts, yeah. But that's how it goes. But all this music was originally played by ear. The string players were all blind. The monks who played shakuhachi...
Why were the string players all blind?
They just were blind, and they became, you know, they said, well, blind people, okay, you're going to be a musician. They turned
really?
Into I think so, yeah, yeah. I think it was a way of handling, you know, just
what about
disability.
Deaf people?
they became
artists.
Exactly. Woodworkers.
Right.
What would you like to end with?
I think it'd be cool to play one of my duos for shakuhachi and koto.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Yeah, and let's see. There are no, it's the one with the white cover there. I don't know. They're both kind of long.
That's all right.
Let's do number one. Do a number one. It's for Koto and Shakuhachi.
All right.
And again, it's trying to use a lot of the typical sounds of Japanese music, the scale patterns and so forth, and the sounds of the instruments, but in a distinctly non-Japanese way. Not to be non-Japanese, but just the way I write. So, you know.
You're a racist.
What can I tell you? Charles is rubbing off on me.
I know.
as I should, darn
Charles,
it.
Charles, like, the reason, he said the reason you like Eastern music is because you like Chinese food. What did you say?
I didn't say that.
He said something,
you're,
right?
You're twisting my, I assumed, well, no, he said, well,
watch,
I don't care
dig
much.
Dig a little deeper, listen.
Yeah. Anyway, I was vague about his interest in Eastern culture, and he meant that he was more specific about it.
My next show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better before Charles.
Before I ruin it again. So this is a duo number one, I believe it's called.
Duo number one for Koto and Shakuhachi. Next month in March at the Tenri Cultural Institute, where I curate the Japanese music programs, we're doing a concert of two Kotos and Shakuhachi. Traditional, actually all contemporary music, but a lot of it's from the early 20th century. And I wrote a new piece for the two Kotos and Shakuhachi, and it'll be premiered on that concert.
Cool.
So that's March 13th.
2010.
The Arts at Tenri.
So if you're listening...
What year is that again, Charles?
2010.
Oh, good.
This is on forever, man.
Yes, I know. 2010.
This is on forever, man. Ever!
God bless the internet. Duo for Kyoto and Shakuhachi by our guest James Nioraku Schleffer here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Duo for Koto and Shagohashi. I mispronounced it before. I named a city in Japan.
Foolish man.
Yes, by our by our guest James Nyoraku Schleffer here on.
Has he gotten close yet?
He's doing very well.
At the end of the show, I finally get it right. Here on Noisepunk and Das Crooner. Very beautiful piece.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great. I appreciate that.
Can you talk about
what's up next? You mentioned one thing earlier.
What's happening next?
Can you talk a little slower, Gene?
I die.
So what's up for you in the near future? I know you got this concert you mentioned in March.
Yeah, we have a program in March that we're also doing at the end of February up in Massachusetts. And in earlier in February, I'm on tour in Oregon doing a bunch of colleges out there. And then I'm writing a new piece over the summer as my project for a piano trio in Shakuhachi. And ongoing stuff. I teach Shakuhachi every week, many students. I teach about 15 hours a week at my studio. And it's just, you do what you can to make it all work.
You can't what you do.
Compose, teach, and perform,
Well, that's
about
it. That's a good note to end on right there.
Charles usually sleeps all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I aspire to that myself.
Well, James, thank you very, very
thank you
much
very
for
much.
Being on. It was a pleasure.
I hope it was cool.
Oh, it's an experience.
Not a good experience.
Not
experience.
A good one, admit it.
But thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
And is that what I think it is?
It is the theme music. And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. The schooner. Noise punk and 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 the Noise punk and the screwed up noise.